Hey, guys. Welcome to Worldwide Broadcast, the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. It's definitely a Monday today.
Oh, by the way, you better put your seatbelts on. Yeah, it's going to be one of those shows today. We're going to go about talk about who's really running Jeffrey Epstein and why he's not dead and who the rulers of the planet are. And we're going to go into detail about one of the people who we talked about last week who's gotten on another podcast now. I'm going to quote what she says about what happens at some of these events that she was at with Epstein and how some of these people, and I'm going to go there today.
She one of the victims? I didn't read this
yet. Oh, no. I haven't read it. I haven't read it yet. She straight said that these things that
we'll get into in a minute.
You're not going to believe this one. This one goes.
I don't even know where we're going, guys. I haven't seen him for a while. I had the kids all weekend, had some fun.
No, this one's going to go esoteric deep.
All right, so it's one of those shows today.
This one's going back to Vlad the Impaler, Count Dracula. Okay. This one's one of those.
All right, it's going to be one of those Mondays.
I'm going to take a purple shirt because I got to get ready for this.
All right.
Oh, we got a picture for you.
Oh, yes. I had a testimonial. Let me pull it up real quick.
Josh, a good friend of the show. He's like my adopted son. Great guy, great kid. He basically sent us a photo and sent us a little testimonial.
Yeah. He said, I really want to thank you for helping me not be a pencil neck anymore.
Pencil neck. Way to go.
Not just physically, but also intellectually and spiritually. Words cannot express the incredible influence you and Austin have had in my life. You two truly are examples of Paul's word. Be imitators of me as I imitate Christ. Here's a photo of him. I've beefed way up.
Rich, put it on camera four. You just let it sit here for camera
left
four.
Left photo right there. You can tell.
Leave it on camera four for a second.
Not hitting the weights much in the left photo. Right photo.
Look at this. He's beefed up. Man, talk about a good-looking young man. I'm so happy for him.
He's put some size on.
Oh, he looks great. And so, I mean, this is, I'm so proud of him. I mean, he looks like I was talking to Melina about that. I showed Melina this picture.
Yeah.
She goes, it doesn't look like the same person.
No, that's one of my real good buddies that I used to work out with. He ended up being my workout partner. He was almost the exact same way. He couldn't bench the bar when he came and started working out with me.
This shows you what happens when you listen to the Ted and Austin Brower show and take the Health Master supplements and you start working
protein,
out.
Protein, vanilla protein, purple sticks, all that fun stuff. And so, I'm glad to see this, man. And when you guys get testimonials like that, you guys get stuff in, send them to us. I like stuff like that. If you want us to share it, I'll still share it. If you don't want us to share it, that's fine. I don't share it either.
I had told you this letter had come in last week.
Yeah.
I'm going to read it to you. And this lady goes, Dear Ted, this is an overdue thank you. Back in 1991, here's a letter. You can see it.
A little ways back.
No, we're talking 35 years ago now. We attended a seminar of yours at our church in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It was either Pastor Smucker's church or there was another guy that I also did a church with up there. You spoke on the top 10 foods not to eat. We learned so much that day and continued to learn as we listened to interviews you did and books that you had written. We honestly jumped in and we never looked back. I remember coming home and throwing a Sam's Club size Skippy peanut butter in the trash. Since that time, we have maintained a lifestyle that still incorporates some of what we learned that very first day, including no pork, no shellfish, or luncheon meats. Our children grew up knowing the name Brower and thought then that we were, what we were learning, taught them what we were learning. Today, we see the decades of good dietary choices pay off. Many of our peers are on numerous medications. We are 69 and 64 and are healthy weights and on no medications. You changed our life, Tom and Cindy.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Now, you think about that. Then we have the picture of Josh. Another generation that we're affecting.
Yeah.
And thank you for the testimonial letters. I get a lot of those on my emails, but very rarely do people actually write me cards. So I wanted to read that on the show today, and I want to show a picture of Josh to you guys to let you know that, one of the most important things that you can do, especially as a young alpha male in training, is that you've got to start working out with weights.
Gotcha.
I can't tell you how much that affected my life as a child. I went to a place called Jerry and B's Health Club.
Yep.
And it was male only one day, women only the next day. And then they started changing it so men could come in every night. And we got to be exposed. I got to be exposed to all kinds of leaders in the area.
Well, it's funny you say that because I met up with one of my good friends this weekend who's pretty successful and does a lot of different master electrician, owns a electrical company out in Orlando. And he was talking, we were talking about that as far as in the gym and the camaraderie when you're younger and you start basically training with other guys and you start building that male connection in a way where you're training with others.
In a good way.
In a good way. And you start building, you start competing, you start kind of finding out who you are as a teenager. And he's doing more weights on this, he's doing this, well, I can do this. And you start pushing each other. And guys have to have And I'm being serious now, guys. Guys have to have a group of other guys that you can constantly talk to, you can work with,
mentorship,
train with. Exactly, especially if you're younger, because you got to have that development. You got to have that direction, because a lot of times kids just don't know what to do. Or they, and then it's all they want to do is sit on social media, and they get lost in that. And so they got to have the right direction with the right guys. And so if you're an older guy and you basically are still hitting the weights, you're doing this, make sure you always try to lead these guys in the right direction in the gym and stuff like that. Because I've seen guys do that too before, and I've done it. I've been the way some kids just doing something just sloppy.
Oh, we had a guy, his name was George Lease, and he owned a bunch of stuff in Lakeland and Winter Haven. And we, there were all kinds of people that I met. Peel Wall, he owned like half the land going to Disney World, Interstate 4. And all these guys were like my mentors.
Yeah.
And they would, and they were all working out hard. They were all in great shape.
Yeah.
They were all business guys, and they were all very, very wealthy.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm a little kid from Auburndale High School in there, you know, thinking to myself, it's pretty cool. I get to rub shoulders and
talk
to these people.
They can do it. I can do it.
Yeah. And see, and that's the same thing here with our show. You know, we get to sit here and talk to younger guys and say, look, if you want to be able to date, you got to look the part. You got to look like an alpha. You can't be a pencil neck. Hey, I'm sorry.
You
can't do it, guys. You've got to have the ability, because it gives you the self-confidence.
Well, and the thing is, I feel like too many times now, certain guys, and I'm not picking on all of them, but they want to attract a quality woman. They want to attract a quality spouse, or you know, but then they don't want to produce what they need to produce either. And it goes so same way for women. You got to be able to basically, you know, provide something that's of quality. But guys, especially, got to be leaders. Guys got to be men. If you want to find quality women, you have to be a man.
Well, the Four Seasons came out with a song back in the 50s, 60s, Walk Like a Man.
Yeah.
There comes a point in time when you've got to start walking like a man, talking like a man, and acting like a man, and not like a boy.
No, like a boy, exactly.
You know, it's that time. Or the women won't be attracted to you. And that's just, and what's happened now, gosh, I hate going there with this, but for just a second. If you don't have proper leadership, and you don't have proper development, and you don't have proper association with women when you're young, a lot of times you start associating with guys in an unhealthy way. And I'll leave it at that. And so you just be careful with all that stuff and teach your men to be men, your boys to be men. And it doesn't work all the time. Sometimes you can try your best to try to help somebody. They're going to be stubborn, and they're not going to listen. You tell them they need to work out. No, I'm not going to work out. You tell me you need to do this. No, I'm not going to do that. Well, if that happens, you can't do much about it. You just have to kind of watch and hope for the results to come out okay. And sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Well, be sure, guys, if you want to get updates on the show, make sure you sign up for the weekly update. Put your name, email in. We don't sell any information, by the way. I've told you guys that. None information will ever get sold from me. Sign up for the Brower Show and Team Health Masters right here. Subscribe. You'll get the articles, the updates, the specials, the coupons, the podcast, everything right to your email every single week, and make it easy for you guys to not only get the content, but be able to afford it, and appreciate your support on that, because we're putting a lot of stuff out there, continually posting stuff every single day. Rumble, Spotify, Gab, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and everything in between. And we're doing this for you guys. We're trying to make it as easy as we can to get this truth out there. So sign up for the updates. And be sure to check out the website with a lot of specials right now, the Prostate Support, on sale for product of the week. And it's interesting, you know, I want to cover one more thing. And I'm going to hand it to you, given this esoteric world. You were talking earlier about, you know, a lot of kids will start getting in the wrong direction. This is why it's so important to make sure you're staying active and monitoring what your young kids, especially your young boys, are getting involved in. And what they're seeing on the internet.
There are a lot of gay pedophiles out there that are grooming your children.
Exactly.
I want you to know that.
There's a lot of weird stuff out there. And now you're having this even more now with this digital age. This an article just came out. It says pro-LGBT therapy clinics are now recommending gender transitions for children over Zoom with no in-clinic meeting. They said, unless we name it for what it is, institutional grooming, masquerading as healthcare, will continue to expand if this goes unchecked. And that's a quote from Gays Against Groomers. You're even having a huge portion, I'm just going to throw this out there, a huge portion of the homosexual population that is massively coming down against this transgender therapy and against this pedophile nonsense. Because in some cases, some of these kids that are now gay, they got exposed to this stuff at a younger age, and they absolutely loathe it, and they're trying to protect other kids from it.
Well, what happens is when they're in that beta brainwave state from about ages 4 to about 9, if they're taught this stuff in the school, it's hard to get it back out of their brain. It hardwires them.
And doing Zoom meetings now with these kids? Zoom meetings to let them know that they can do gender transition therapy?
And remember, their parents aren't aware of
this. That's exactly what I was about to say. So that's why I said you've got to make sure you've got some monitoring on electronic devices, especially for these kids when they're young. Once they get older and they're 18, everybody's got to figure out their own world at that point. But when they're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 years old right now, you've got to keep an eye on this stuff. Because I saw this, and this is unbelievably wild to me that they're allowing this to go on.
Okay,
and
one more thing I got to say about this. Since we've already got half the people mad now this morning anyhow.
Well.
Be really careful with your relatives.
Yes.
Uncle Joe. You may be a weirdo. Aunt Mary. And if your name is Joe or Mary, I'm not picking on you.
Yeah, let's clarify that.
Okay. But, I mean, you know, or you got a grandmother who's weird.
Exhibit
or a grandfather
a.
who's weird. And so all this stuff happens. And they see some young child in their family. They'll groom them. I've seen it personally. They will groom that child. And then that child will come out years later as being gay. And they'll go to that person who groomed them and say, oh, by the way, I'm gay. Or I'm a lesbian, or I'm this, or I'm that. And nowadays, you've got so many people now that are basically saying that they're bis. And because I guess they figure that that's more socially acceptable than just being gay or being a lesbian.
A lot of it's, man, it's just kids are getting unbelievably confused. I mean, this says in the clinics in Kansas owned by queer-affirming therapists are recommending gender-affirming care, including surgeries and puberty blockers via remote Zoom interviews. Listen to this. They quote here, these aren't fringe facilities. These are a prototype of growing systems, a fully embedded ideological operation legitimized by licensing boards, funded by insurance, including Medicaid, and targeting vulnerable youth across state lines, fighting to end the war on children from inside the community is what we're trying to do.
I'm going to go one notch further with this.
This is wild.
This is going to go to AI.
Oh, boy.
No, here's what's
going to happen. You're going to hear this cog in yet.
No, we're not even. We're going esoteric here in a second. We're not even esoteric yet. We ended up basically seeing these videos that you can't tell a person's a real person or not a person.
Oh, they're floating out there. Yeah, AI is getting real.
You know, the OnlyFans, a lot of these girls now that were into that porn industry, they're finding out that they're being competed against by girls that don't even exist.
Don't exist. Yeah, it's crazy.
No. This is what's happening right now. So here we have a counselor who's AI.
Yeah.
And he's talking to a kid. He's not even a real counselor. He's just an AI-generated counselor. And so now all of a sudden he's talking to your child and giving him all kinds of perverse information. Here's the problem. Who are you going to sue?
Yeah.
Counselor doesn't exist.
Sue a clinic with a counselor that's AI,
and the clinic's not even part of this. The clinic has just set it off, and this kid's contacted somebody online who's either from another country or an LLC, and there's no way to sue anybody because the boy doesn't exist to counsel him. It's just an AI generated bot telling him all kinds of perverted crap. And you see, this is where the world is going to. That's why in Genesis chapter 6, every thought of every man was evil all of the time. And Jesus said, as it was in Genesis 6 of the times of Noah, so shall it be against my return. Tucker Carlson basically was in Tampa on Saturday night.
Yes.
And he said, I'm going to give you part of it. He says, working on behalf of Israel, Epstein was working on behalf of Israel and was committing crimes on U.S. soil. And then he was saying how there's nothing wrong with calling out Israel for what they're doing, and it's not anti-Semitic for calling out Israel for what they're doing. And, you know, he said, we're not going to put up with it anymore. He said, it's not acceptable. He goes, was Epstein a weirdo who was abusing girls? He goes, yes. The real question is, why was he doing this on those whose behalf, and where did the money come from? He goes, and the real answer is, Epstein was working on behalf of intel services. Well, that's going to be Mossad and probably CIA. And it says, the journalist and former Fox News host went on to ask Epstein how he got all his money and point out that it's obvious to anyone who watches this guy that he had direct connections to a foreign government. And no one's allowed to say that the foreign government is Israel, because we have been somehow cowed down into thinking that it's naughty to mention Israel. There's nothing wrong with saying Israel. There's nothing hateful about that. There's nothing anti-Semitic about saying that. There's nothing even anti-Israel about saying that, Carlson said. He's saying criticizing the behavior of a government agency does not make you a hater. It makes you a free person. It makes you a citizen. You're allowed to do that because you're not a slave. You're a citizen, and you have a right to expect that your government will not act against your interests. And he got a standing ovation.
Yeah, he should.
I mean, it exploded in the convention center on Saturday when he did this. Why? Because he's telling the truth. He's telling the truth about Israel. And finally, it's coming more and more truthful. Now, remember I told you this about a month, 2 months ago. Israel has come in now and attacked Christianity to a point that's unbelievable. And Christianity has become, it's dissolving in the United States. And people really aren't even using the Scofield Reference Bible anymore, except for some of the hardcore Southern Baptists. And so this whole allegiance to Israel is getting less and less and less. And so they basically shot themselves in their own foot, because Zionism was created by Scofield and Darby and Samuel Untermeyer, you know, over 100 years ago with Theodore Herzl. And now it's coming to a point where people are going, wait a minute, I'm not going to be loyal to Israel anymore. They're hiring people to blackmail our Congress leaders. And then with us, but he never went here. I'll go here for a second. Why in the world are there so many dual Israeli citizens in Congress?
There you go.
You know, Traffic had said the same thing. He said that Israel, quote, United States is Israel's bitch. That's what he said, quote, unquote. And, you know, and so we have been doing whatever they want us to do, including dropping bunker buster bombs on Iran. And now, you remember Trump's first term, he talked about bombing and nuking Moscow. And he goes, basically, if I'd been president, not Joe Biden, there'd have never been a war in Ukraine. Because Putin knew that I would drop bombs in Moscow. Well, I hope and pray this is just pure hyperbole and rhetoric. That's what I hope, because, you know, you don't want to start bombing the bear with a bunch of nuclear missiles. You just don't want to be doing all that kind of crazy stuff. But the point is, you know, Ukraine's escalating again. Trump's all mad at Putin again. All the stuff's war words well, going
I saw,
out again.
This just popped up. It says Trump likely to announce aggressive U.S. arms transfer to Ukraine now. Is Trump's going to announce what a top D.C. warmonger calls an aggressive transfer of offensive weapons to Ukraine? I thought we weren't getting involved in this a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. I thought we were done with this.
What about America First?
Well, I remember I said this multiple times because I've been around these contractors enough. Lockheed Martin and Raytheon will deem it so when we're no longer in a war with Russia and Ukraine, or Russia and Ukraine are no longer in a conflict. That's just a fact. And they have not deemed it so because they have not made enough money yet, because they're still updating all their armaments and they're dumping out their massive arsenal and depleting all the old weapon systems, and they're getting ready for the new platforms that are coming in, including the with the XC-25 SIG contracts with the new machine guns that we're going to be running in. That's a whole other phase. Everything's changing and transitioning over the next couple of years. That's why the weapons haven't stopped going to Ukraine, nor are they. They got a $5 trillion bill that just went through.
Yep. Oh, by the way, I was going to mention this to you. You know, a few years ago when they said that Jeffrey Epstein was dead, you know, the reality is that we kind of sat around here on the Brewer show and we said, it's not true. He's not dead. Mossad doesn't kill Mossad. Well, guess what Ghislaine Maxwell's saying now? She's breaking her silence in prison.
Maxwell in prison.
Ghislaine Maxwell breaks silence in prison. Epstein is alive and blackmailing U.S. politicians.
She actually said that.
I'm looking at the quote right here.
Wow.
And so I just posted it online. They told us the case was closed, that there was no client list, that Epstein acted alone. But in this episode, the narrative falls apart. For the first time after her conviction, Maxwell speaks out from inside federal prison, abandoned by the elites who once protected her, betrayed by a system that promised leniency for sentence. She's done staying quiet. This exclusive interview took months to arrange, navigating legal threats, back-channel negotiations, and the ever-present pressure of the prison system, but it happened, and now she has told us nothing short of explosive. She basically said that Epstein is alive, and he is blackmailing U.S. people.
Surprise, surprise. Well, I saw earlier, too, Epstein's attorney that he had down here in Florida for those trafficking convictions when he went on house arrest. What's his name? I'll pull it up here. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember his name. Yeah.
He came out last week and he said, I was Epstein's attorney. I've seen everything. And obviously, if he was Epstein's attorney, he had access to all the evidence. And he said flat out, the reason why none of this is being released, the reason why there is no list now, is because there are very, very prominent individuals, including household names that people know of, on that list, that basically have dirt on them, and that's why it's not being released. And that was Epstein's attorney. So,
well,
anyways.
You know, and the woman last week that we talked about out of South Africa, I won't bring up her name again just to give her a little bit of protection on this. She said that basically, she said that you know, that she was she told me that Epstein was working with CIA Mossad, and here we go. I saw him shapeshift into something else in front of my eyes.
So she said.
Mm-hmm. Now you say, well, Ted, are you really going to go there? You know, I don't like going to things like this because it gets too weird.
That's her claim. Let's put that out there. That's her claim. That's her claiming that.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I have not witnessed that, nor is Ted. But that's her claim.
But we're going to go there.
We can go there.
No, we're going to go there. We're going to talk about it. And you say, why in the world would she say something like that? Okay, I've got to put my other glasses on because my this print is so small.
There, we're going into it.
Yeah, I can't see with these glasses on. That's great. Here we go. Here, this is a book by David Icke. And I told you I agree with a lot of what Icke said. Now I'm going to basically talk about this. And the Christine Fitzgerald was Diana, Princess Diana's best friend.
Okay.
So we're going to go here. Now, Princess Diana's dead.
Right.
And the girl who basically said she saw this thing shapeshift, she said seven of the victims now Epstein have all died mysteriously.
Now, that's a fact.
Okay? So every time they start talking, they die.
She said
basically, Leah, she was supposed to come to the United States, first-class flights, first-class hotels, and everything else to be interviewed by the FBI. It fell apart because the husband wouldn't sign off on the child leaving the country. And she said she's so happy she didn't come here because she's afraid she'd have died, too.
She probably would have.
All right, so we're going to go here. We're going to talk about what Princess Diana saw and what Christine Fitzgerald's firsthand account said. Okay. She goes, as her programming continued, Arizona Wilder remembered clearly a ritual she attended at Clarence House, the Queen Mother's home to the Buckingham Palace, in which Diana was shown who the Windsors really are. It took place the first 7 days of July 1981, just before Princess Diana were married on the 29th. The period in the last 7 days of the cycle of the oak tree, according to esoteric law, and the ritual was called the awakening of the bride. She was wearing a white gown, and a drug had been administered to Lady Fallon and Fairmary. Diana was told she would be under the union with Prince Charles. Okay, and I'm going to post all this stuff. You can read it. And she goes, the Queen Mother, now, that's a serious piece of wizardry. The Queen Mother's a lot older than people think. To be honest, the royal family hasn't died for a long time. They've just metamorphosized. It's sort of like cloning, but in a different way. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you finish reading the rest of this because I've posted it. But she said basically they shapeshifted in front of her and that they were lizards and reptiles. Princess Diana said that. And then she died.
Yeah, I do remember that there's a lot of very strange
things. Now, you guys do all your own research. I'm not saying any of this stuff is true. I'm like Austin. I'm just saying these people are making these claims.
Right. Those are bold claims.
I've sat down with President Bush Sr. and had dinner with him. I'm as far away as me and Austin are, and I'm talking to him for 2 hours. His eyes never slitted. He never shapeshifted. I never saw any of this. I was with Barbara Bush for hours in the ready room. She never shapeshifted. None of it. However, I have a friend of mine who was with a top Hollywood actor from the 80s, an action star who was a former bodybuilder. Imagine that. And he said that he saw his eyes turn black when he shook his hand. So believe what you want to believe with all this stuff. I'm going to give you some scripture on this now so you can take a look at it. Remember Prince Charles said one time that he was the great-great-great-whatever-grandson of Vlad the Impaler, Count Dracula?
I do remember that.
Then that's just a fact. Now, you guys can argue with me about that all you want. And Vlad the Impaler, Count Dracula, was real in Romania. And so he did a lot of horrible things and drank a lot of blood and did a bunch of weird stuff. So now let me ask you a question. Was that because he was also some shape-shifting, reptilian, alien, fallen angel type? You go, did you just say that, Ted? I guess I did. But there's something else going on here. Let's go back to the Bible here real quick. Let's see what the Bible says. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of the light. Whoa. So, for such men are false apostles, deceitful workers masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of the light. It's not surprising, then, his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness, and their end will be corresponding to their action. It says, you belong to John 8:44, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out his desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, refusing to uphold the truth. Now, a lot of you are going, okay, well, great. That's not talking about shape-shifting aliens. I got it. Let's talk about shape-shifting aliens. Genesis 3, I covered a lot of this at Angel Wars. Now, the serpent was more cunning than the beast. The serpent? Well, that's like a reptile. The serpent? Right? We're talking now. The Bible says this. The serpent was more cunning than the beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said you should not eat of the tree of the garden? And he deceived Eve. Revelation 12:9. So the great dragon, oh, it's another reptile. Oh. And they're saying they turn into reptiles. Oh, okay. I'm just going to read you what the scripture says. Revelation. Now, you can argue all you want with everything, but you can't argue with this. Revelation 12:9. So the great, I covered this with Angel Wars. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Oh. Okay, and then Genesis 3:13-15, and the Lord said to the woman, what is this you've done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me. Oh, the serpent again. the reptile. And I ate. So the Lord said to the serpent. So God calls him the serpent. Because you've done this, you're cursed more than all the cattle and before every beast of the field, and your belly shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life, and I'll put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. Now he's talking about Jesus, and he will bruise your head. He shall bruise your head. He's supposed to be crush your head, and he will bruise your heel. And then he says, Romans 16:20, and the God of peace will crush Satan under his feet shortly. And I could go on and on. Revelation 22:3, he laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And then Isaiah 27:1, and that day the Lord with his fierce sword, great and strong, will punish the Leviathan, the fleeing serpent. Leviathan, the twisted serpent, and he will slay the reptiles that are in the sea. 2 Corinthians, you want New Testament, 11:3-4. But I fear somehow that the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted by the simplicity that is Christ. 2 Corinthians, no wonder himself, Satan transforms into the angel of the light. 2 Corinthians 11:14. And in Revelation 12:7-8, and I covered this in the angel wars, and the war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. Oh, another reptile. Imagine that. And the dragon and his angels fought, and they did not prevail, and nor was there place for them in heaven any longer. So don't tell me the Bible doesn't talk about this, because I just read you the scriptures. So now we have one of the victims of Epstein saying, I saw Epstein transform. And now we got Ghislaine Maxwell saying, Epstein ain't dead. And I believe that. Mossad doesn't kill Mossad, and Epstein knows where all the bodies are buried. Literally knows where all the bodies are buried. So you have to ask yourself a question. How is it going to normal stuff? You know, years ago, Clive Davis, who's worth about $800 million, unbelievably wealthy man, he pushed Barry Manilow, who's a homosexual, a Jewish homosexual. You know, Clive Davis is a Jewish homosexual, to sing a song. I'm going to read you part of these verses, Austin. You've never heard of this.
No.
Big hit, made number one, made like album of the year. I've been alive forever. Remember, Satan was the leader of music in heaven. He was the one who led the heavenly choir. And the song starts off, I have been alive forever. And I wrote the very first song. I put the words and the melodies together. I am music, and I write the songs. I write the songs that makes the whole world sing. I write the songs of love and of special things. Now listen to the verse next. My home lies deep within you, and I've got my own place in your soul. Now when I look out through your eyes, because they're being possessed, I am young again, even though I'm very old. What the heck does that mean? Think through this. This is in lyrics. This is back in the 70s, like 76, like one of the top songs of the year that year. And I thought myself, I was listening to some oldie song the other day, and that thing popped up. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. I've never heard it like this. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to look up the lyrics on this thing, and I'm going to talk about it. You know, because Clive Davis, you know, he's the one who's made Kelly Clarkson super famous. And she had this giant fight with him about 20 years ago and left him. Now, Kelly Clarkson's been out on her own now. She's worth about $50 million. Clive's worth about $850 million. And he basically told her to shut up and be quiet because they were going to decide for her career what she's going to do. And she says she won't be talked to like that. So all of these things I've posted on the website so you guys can look through them this morning and make your own decision. So we have to ask ourselves a question. Vlad the Impaler was real. Clown Dracula was real. Prince Charles and the royal family is related directly to Clown Dracula. And we know they do all types of rituals in the satanic ceremonies. We know that. We've gone into detail about that. And an energy transference takes place. So all of this stuff is real. I covered it a few weeks ago. Now, as far as them being shape-shifting aliens, I can't say that I have seen any of that. But do I think it's possible? Well, if the DNA is a close enough match, remember, we're in a resonance field in this earth that we call our home. It's an energy field. And they have to maintain a certain energy field in order to look like us as far as what these people are saying now. And when they have a different type of resonance come close to them, sometimes they say, not me, I've not seen it, that they will shapeshift in front of them. In fact, David Icke says that too. It has numerous testimonials about that in his books. So how weird does it get like this? So again, our battle is not against flesh and blood. This is why I did Angel Wars. I've known about this stuff for 20 years. I just don't talk about it very much. But when one of the victims of Epstein says that he shapeshifted in front of her, that says to me, okay, it's time to dust off the books here and talk about this stuff a little bit and go back to the biblical references. think, well, this sounds crazy. Yeah, I wouldn't start off a conversation with somebody about this. Wouldn't do that. But the reality is, be aware of what's going on this planet. It's not what we think it is. That's why you need to listen to Angel Wars. This thing is messed up. It really is. And Lucifer has done that. Because remember, the Khazarians were the snake people from the 8th century. They're the ones that were converted to Judaism. They're the ones that basically became the Jews that are in Israel now. And they're the ones that have no Abrahamic DNA in them, according to the scientific research been done. And when Benjamin Netanyahu was asked about that, he laughed and said, well, that's true, but it doesn't make any difference. This is crazy. This is crazy stuff, guys.
It goes further back than that, because remember when Moses threw his staff down.
Turned into a snake.
Turned a snake. It says basically the sorcerers, those guys, came up right beside him, and they threw their staff down. They turned to snakes, and then his snake ate their snake.
What you think is that means something shape-shifted.
Right.
And right
again,
in front of us.
What was that again?
A snake. Another reptile.
Exactly.
So all of this stuff is... So here's the thing. So if David Icke says reptilian alien, I'm saying fallen angel reptilian alien. That's all this stuff is. Don't let this stuff get you frightened, because it's been around for thousands
ever.
Of years.
All the Egyptians were doing it.
You know, and that's why that song, I've been alive forever. No, he hasn't. That's another lie of the devil. He wrote the very first song. We may have done that. But the point is, we know that he fell and was cast down from heaven. We know that he has no authority over us. And we know that we're sanctified by the blood of Jesus, that it transforms us back to the DNA of the Father, and they can't touch us. He says he runs around as a roaring lion, seeking those who may devour, but he may not devour you when you're sanctified by the blood of Christ. It changes you. He's no longer allowed to do that to you. That's why you have such authority over it. Guys, listen to me. The power that we have in Jesus is the same power that raised him from the dead. And these entities that run this planet are scared to death. They even said, it says in the New Testament, had the God of this age known what he was doing, he never would have crucified the Son of Glory. But we have had that happen now. We have the ability through Jesus, our transformer, our Savior, to come back to the Father. And that's what it does when you become a Christian. Be bold in your faith. Somebody says, are you a Christian? Yes. Are you praying in the restaurant? Yes. Now don't be obnoxious, start screaming and yelling and jumping on the table and doing a sermon. Don't do that. They'll run you off and lock you up in the little bus. Don't do that. But you can sit there and pray with your family. Be bold. But Jesus said, if you acknowledge me before men, I'll have this show. Let us teach them how they're supposed to act. You can help teach them how to act, especially mothers, if you've got young men who you don't have a father figure for. The men have become so, they've become like little, let me say it this way so I don't say a bad word. They become little meow boys. They just go along with everything. They don't stand up for what's right or wrong. They don't defend their woman. They don't defend their female. Don't be like that. Teach your kids how to take supplements. Teach them how to take the multiple vitamin. Teach them how to use purple sticks instead of coffee. Teach them how to take the powdered multiple. Whatever you need to do.
Once they get older, the purple sticks for little kids.
Well, yeah, I would give a purple stick to a little kid with ADD or ADHD before I gave him Ritalin or Adderall.
Oh,
I would try that first. 100%. Do everything you possibly have to do to get your kids healthy. And, you know, I was talking to a lady yesterday, and she's a nanny. She's an au pair.
Yeah.
And she goes, and now she's working at freelance. And she said this lady called her up the other night. And said, I've got two kids. I've got to go to work tonight. I'm a waitress. Will you take care of the kids? And she said, sure. She goes over. Both the children, both of them have autism. And she never divulged that. The woman's desperate, can't pay her bills, working and think about this for a second. When you're in a restaurant and somebody gives you good service, give them a good tip.
Oh, please.
They can have children at home they're trying to feed, for heaven's sakes. They're not doing this for fun. This is their livelihood. Don't be like that.
Always tell.
And don't pray and be like that. Oh.
No, that I was about to say, and I'm not even going to pick on them, but when I used to work in a restaurant for a year and a half, some of the worst tippers were Sunday afternoon after church. And I'm not trying to pick on anybody.
And a lot of the staff don't even want to come in for those.
I hated coming on Sunday afternoon because you made no money. Everybody came in with these 8 top and 10 top church groups. They'd spend $200-$300 on lunch, and they'd leave you $2. My favorite is when they lift you $2 of change. So they'd put $2 on the table with like 42 cents. Oh, yeah, good job, Sonny. Like, I didn't even cover my fuel to even be here for the last hour.
No, and don't be a cheap butt. I'll say it that way.
Don't do that.
If you can afford to go out to eat,
exactly.
Tip properly.
If you want to save money, if you're really
Don't go out.
Don't go out. Buy your food from the grocery store. Get clean food. Stock up on rice, chicken, vegetables, and eat super, super clean and save your money if you're trying to stay tight on cash. But if you're going to take the time and energy and money to go out and go out to dinner and enjoy that service, not having to mess with dishes, not having to cook, not have to wait on anybody, and you want to have that service, don't be a cheap bud, dude, because that is one of the most obnoxious things in the world to deal with.
That's not what alpha males do, guys. They don't act like that. Don't be that. And ladies, the same thing. Some ladies are terrible about tipping. You know, they'll sit there and they'll count out pennies and nickels. And you know,
I've had it happen.
Yeah, no, and ladies don't do that either.
I had a 12 top come in one time, a whole group of individuals, and they had these brat kids. They wanted 50 refills the whole time. They got done. The entire table was covered in food and drinks and trash. And they come back, they leave like $1.28 on the table. I'm like, dude, just go home and save your money. Like, I almost want to take the money and hand it back to you. You obviously need this more than I do, because you can clearly take a dozen people out to dinner, but you can give $1.28. Get out of here.
I remember one time I went to a restaurant in Tallahassee. It was called the Subway. It's out of business now. It wasn't a Subway sandwich shop. It was a Subway pizza shop.
Yeah.
And I remember I had a glass of iced tea.
Yeah.
That's all I had. Okay? And I was with a group of like six people. And my iced tea was like 50 cents. I gave the lady like $1.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, I happen to be the only person that tipped.
Yeah.
Nobody else tipped her at all.
No.
And now she had kind of an attitude, but I thought, I'm not going to do that to her. She came running out of the parking lot and threw the 50 cents at us. I kid you not.
Well,
it's probably $3 or $4 now, but the point was, I wasn't going to be the guy that did that to her.
Yeah.
But the other guys were, and she was that upset because she probably had kids at home.
Yeah.
And I looked at her, I said, lady, I tipped you 100%. You're the only one who gave me an answer. Whoa, don't yell at me. I didn't do it. But it was that bad. And so you got to think about it. They may have to make their house payment or their rent.
Yeah.
Okay. Or their car payment. Maybe they're coming to take their car away that afternoon or that day. They've got to have the money right now. Don't be like that. Just if you're going to go out, make sure you got at least 20% to give somebody. And that way, when you go back to that same restaurant, they're not going to run and hide in the back. I don't want to wait on them again. Don't do that. Don't. And if you're going to pray, don't ever do that. Be generous with them. That's how I am. Just be. Treat them the way you want to be treated. Period. That's
absolutely
the way to do it. All right. Well, that's enough.
Switching gears. We're still talking about food. Here's a new article that came out. Ancient family use of eggs as therapies to protect blood vessels and bones. It's interesting here. They're talking about in this article how this study from this report from Harvard. And they said about 80% of the human's body cholesterol is produced by the liver and the intestines. Only about 20% comes from food. And it goes into detail in this published study, the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, found that people with three different types of hypertension, hyperglycemia, and hyperlipidemia, and other metabolic disorders, the number of eggs eaten were not associated with lipid levels, meaning it didn't matter how many eggs they ate, it didn't raise their cholesterol in a bad manner at all. It was a complete lie. The cereal companies told everybody.
Well, it was a lie because they used powdered eggs to do the testing on it, and real eggs have never been shown to do
this. No.
It
says while among people with normal metabolism, those who ate more eggs had better lipid indexes and lower levels of triglycerides, the study shows that eating eggs is safe for patients with hyperlipidemia and healthy people. Eating eggs can help improve fat metabolism, reduce cholesterol production, and provide protein and good fats. And this is so important right now, guys, because this is a study that just came out. It said one in three teens are now pre-diabetic. One out of three teens.
And pre-teen.
Do you realize how bad these numbers are? Ages 12 to 17, one out of three have pre-diabetes. This data estimates 8.4 million young people, or 32% of the adolescent population in the United States, is pre-diabetic now.
I've got a friend of mine who's got like a 10, 11-year-old, very overweight. But she has dual custody with her husband, who's super obese.
Yeah.
And so half the time, the kid stays with the obese husband.
Right, he's really clean, then back and forth.
Well, he's really clean with her, back and forth. Every time he goes to the husband, eats junk again. You know, and this happens all. That's why I'm going to say to you again, ladies and gentlemen and children and kids and teenagers and those of you who aren't married or planning to get married, make sure you know what your spouse wants to eat.
That is true.
If they want to eat junk all the time and they're hypoglycemic and they want to live on sugar and chocolate bars and everything else and they start gaining weight like crazy and they got to lose the weight, if you lose 80 pounds, you can gain it back really fast.
And now, the one caveat I would say with that is if you're starting to date somebody and they're open and receptive, to changing diet, and they're interested in health, and they just don't know any better. They're actually wanting to learn.
Very rare.
That's very rare, but a good place. But it's, I always tell people, especially a lot of the guys that I know, when they start dating girls, it's the same thing, the opposite direction. If you go out to dinner with somebody, and the first thing they want to do is start ordering a bunch of liquor, and start ordering a bunch of junk, and pasta, and pizza, and all these refined carbs, if that's their normal diet on a regular basis, and you're eating grilled chicken and rice, or fish and, you know, fish and broccoli, really evaluate how many dates you keep going on. If the diet stays the same and the behavior stays the same, and all they want to do is constantly keep drinking liquor and eating pasta, that's probably going to be something that they're going to do on a regular basis. And it's, if they don't want to change it, that will become a problem in the future.
I've only seen one exception on this. Only one.
I know what you're about to say.
And I married her.
But there's no alcohol. It was just chocolate fudge sundae.
She, with the first date I had with Sharon, she ordered two hot fudge cakes.
Yeah.
Two.
For dinner.
For dinner. Nothing else to eat. She said, I'd like to have a hot fudge cake. And I said, you mean for dessert? She goes, no, for dinner. And I'm looking at her. She's 27 years old. She's stunningly beautiful. And I'm like, okay. I'm thinking to myself, I'm not going to get in an argument with her about this. You know, she's too pretty. And this, I can work on this. And then she finishes hot fudge cake. I mean, this ice cream and fudge and cake and everything else and nuts. And I said to her, I said, would you like another? She goes, well, yes, I would. And she had another one. And then I started talking to her, and she listened, and she went through sugar withdrawal, had serious headaches for about 2 weeks. And then finally she got it cleaned up.
But she was super smart, and she was receptive to change.
And she was also thin.
Yeah.
Okay? Because she was probably pre-diabetic. And so she stayed really thin, and so what ended up happening is we were able to clean her diet up, and then she was super healthy. So the reality is that it can help, it can change people, but the vast majority of times you've got to find someone who already eats clean.
It helps
because, you know, and I know there's exceptions, but most of the time you can't send a duck to eagle school. It ain't going to be an eagle.
It's funny here in this article, and I've always heard this, says risk factors of prediabetes include being overweight, having parents or siblings with type 2 diabetes. That's always a topic that a lot of people get mad at me about, because a lot of times families eat the same ways. They want to say, well, you have these genetic, you know, markers for prediabetes and type 2 diabetes. Well, you got to look at how everybody eats in the family. Are the kids eating the same way as the parents? Are they wanting to eat pizza and ding-dongs and cupcakes and high-fructose corn syrup soda all day? Yeah, everybody's probably going to be pre-diabetic. So, again, looking at this stuff and making small change can have a huge impact. As well as being physically active less than 3 times a week can increase your risk of pre-diabetes. And one of the primary ones is ultra-processed foods with high-fructose corn syrup is one of the number one contributors to pre-diabetes now. So I just wanted to put that out there as far as with health today.
I'm going to read one more thing from this from Ghislaine Maxwell, since she's innocent anyhow, right?
Yeah.
No.
She went to prison for trafficking nobody to nobody.
Yeah, she had nobody to nobody to nobody. Okay?
So,
Maxwell claims the DOJ is sitting on undeniable proof of a client list, one that includes world leaders, billionaires, CEO, and a former first lady. I wonder if that's Hillary Clinton.
Ooh. Oh, I'm sure.
I'm just curious.
The judge sealed her list.
Mm-hmm. A former first lady who ran twice for presidency. Oh, imagine that. A woman, Maxwell says, whose appetite for cruelty left even Epstein speechless.
That sounds like Hillary.
Mm-hmm. She says the public were right. CEO and a former first lady. I wonder if that's Hillary Clinton.
Ooh. Oh, I'm sure.
I'm just curious.
The judge sealed her list.
Mm-hmm. A former first lady who ran twice for presidency. Oh, imagine that. A woman, Maxwell says, whose appetite for cruelty left even Epstein speechless.
That sounds like Hillary.
Mm-hmm. She says the public were rebels of global power, and it's far from over. If you've been with us from the beginning, you already know we're always 2 steps ahead of the news. While the gaslit public, we follow the trail, and now the trail leads straight to the top. Excuse me. While the mainstream goes silent, the DOJ buries the truth.
Yeah.
We're bringing you what they won't touch, just like Maxwell, raw, unfiltered, and ready to burn it all down. So if you're tired of being lied to, if you're done watching the predators walk free, the truth tellers get silenced, subscribe. I'm going to post this for you guys. Now think about it for a second. We told you Epstein wasn't dead. And now it's coming out, isn't it? Where's that 1 minute of blank video? Yeah. And now Ghislaine Maxwell's been sitting in prison for 5-6 years now, and she's going, well, crap, they told me I was going to be out.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to burn it all down.
I don't blame her. I wish. She has nothing to lose now.
Well, no, they can kill her.
Yeah, that's true.
She can commit suicide. She won't do that, but I mean, they can stage it again for that.
Is there a photo you want me to post?
Oh, look at this. We're not paying a tax for tea, and they start,
Boston Tea Party.
I literally pay income tax to pedophiles. Here's the frazzled, haggard American citizen who doesn't know what
sick
to do
it.
Anymore. Sick of it, going, I can't believe I'm having to do this.
The hair.
Yeah.
But no, it is, though. Everybody's sick of it. And I mean, now Trump's doing damage control. He says the Epstein list is a Democratic psyop. It doesn't exist. Tells MAGA supporters not to waste their time and energy because none of it's real. There is no list.
Then why is she in jail?
Why did she run off that? Why, hold on. Let me play a video real quick here. Play this video real quick. Don't you guys hear this? Where are we at here? Where's my sound at? I have no sound. Stand by.
Here's your button here to push.
There we go. I'm going to play this. This was from September last year.
Went to the island has not been made public.
Yeah, it's very interesting, isn't it? Probably will be, by the way.
So if you're able to, you'll be...
Yeah, I'd certainly take a look at it. Now, Kennedy's interesting because it's so many years ago. You know, they do that for danger, too, because, you know, it endangers certain people, et cetera, et cetera. So Kennedy is very different from the Epstein thing. But, yeah, I'd be inclined to do the Epstein. I'd have no problem with it.
People that... the list.
But he never says he'll release the list in there.
No, he never says he's going to release it, but now he's saying it doesn't exist. Nothing's happened. Wasted time. Don't ask questions about it. It's a typical deflection as normal now with all these situations that are occurring.
Like I told you guys, I did not vote for Trump. And now he's doing aggressive arms transference, including Patriot missile systems. Wow, how about that?
Well, you know, Yemen needs more surface-to-air missiles, bro. Gosh. I mean, that's we'll also turn it into.
Oh, and by the way, since we're talking about the health stuff sort of now, will there be justice? Not one perpetrator of the COVID scamdemic.
There you go.
Which has resulted in the deaths of millions upon millions of people globally and set in motion decades of future devastation from cancer, myocarditis, and infertility has been brought to justice. The trial is probably just another fake justice proceeding, i.e. Diddy. The only true justice would be the Old West justice, is what they're saying. Billionaire Bill Gates, philanthropist turned global vaccine czar, is now facing fresh legal scrutiny as three new plaintiffs seek to join a Dutch lawsuit accusing him and Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla and 15 other defendants of misleading the public about the safety of the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines. And so the question is, that's true, isn't it? How in the world are we going to see justice as the American population when so many people in America were forced, and I'm using the word very, very clearly, forced to take the vaccine, or they were going to lose their jobs, Austin? What do you think?
That's forced coercion. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you tell somebody your livelihood, the last 10, 20 years of your business, your career, you know, your savings, your 401k, your retirement, all that is about to be significantly jeopardized unless you just take this safe and effective shot. I mean, people didn't have a choice in some cases. You're getting terminated.
Largest autopsy of the COVID victims show that 74% died from the vaccines.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this whole thing is getting worse and worse and worse. You know, crisis in Russia. Now they're having bank failures, massive inflation because of what all these sanctions and everything that they're doing. Plus, remember, the Soviet Union, the USSR, went into Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah.
And it bankrupted the Soviet Union.
They couldn't win.
It fell apart. Remember, Russia doesn't have the reserve currency of the world.
Right.
We just print stuff. We print more money.
Print more money and we give it to Lockheed Martin. They give us more weapons. We've got endless amounts of munitions and supplies.
we just borrow the money.
Yeah.
We put it on the credit card.
And I was talking about the thing with pre-diabetes earlier. The Berberine Ultimate that I brought up numerous times, it was on sale a couple weeks ago. I'm getting more and more positive feedback, even from young adults that are running this product. Because originally, this is a blood sugar formula for more adult settings. But I'm starting to find out that even younger adults, 18, 19, 20 years old, can run this with good effects on burning body fat and helping get their blood sugar down. I want to address that real quick. And now, one story I did want to do, this is a big deal. This is a huge deal. You know Riley Gaines, the female swimmer. Mm-hmm. Who's been absolutely monumentally boisterous about the insanity of having men in female sports. Riley Gaines has now won. University of Pennsylvania now bans men and women's sports and vacates the title of Leah Thomas.
No. Yes. Does she get her title back now?
She get her title back now.
Well, they didn't have a ceremony for her. Give her the medal.
No, this day they're issuing a formal apology in response to the federal civil rights investigation. The University of Pennsylvania has announced they will now bar trans-identifying men from competing in women's sports and will apologize for previously permitting men to compete against women. To further right previous wrongs, the Ivy League institution will correct its record from the 21 to 22 season to restore titles to female athletes that were misappropriated by male athletes. The records would now indicate who would hold the records under current eligibility guidelines. This is a big deal. I got to give her a standing round of applause for this. She did not back down. She has taken unbelievable scrutiny for the last 4 years. I mean, she has gotten eviscerated on social media from the keyboard training warriors, and she just went. I mean, she went all in. I mean, she put all of her chips on red, so to speak. And Gaines embarked on an incredible successful swimming career at the University of Kentucky, becoming a 12-time NCAA All-American swimmer. Her rise to national fame came when she tied for fifth in the freestyle, the women's swimming division, and lost to women's William Leah Thomas, in March. Thomas, a trans-identifying male, had previously placed 462nd in the male swimming category the year before. NCAA officials insisted that Thomas be given the trophy, and photos of the strapping young man holding the trophy while standing next to Gaines went viral, and she declined. Remember, the girls basically got their own photos together, and they left him with his little dunce cap and his clown face on, standing there by himself. I want first place. No, dude, you want 462nd last year in men's. Go back to your section. And this is a really, really big deal. I'll post this article. You guys can read about it. It's funny. This has gotten zero coverage.
Well, why would it?
Zero coverage.
We're breaking the news again.
Zero coverage. This actually went down last week. And I'm just finding out about it now. I mean, it's been buried. I pulled it up and I said, what is this? Riley Gaines, what is she doing now? And sure enough, she actually won this whole thing with civil rights. And this is a big deal. The reason why I'm covering this is because the only thing bad men need to succeed is for good men to do nothing. In this case, good women do nothing. She stood up. She pushed back. She said, no, I'm not going to comply. I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to take a knee. I'm not going to concede to this. I'm going to push back. And for that, I got to commend her because, quite frankly, she's got more guts than a lot of guys do. She really does. She didn't back down off this. I'm proud.
Well, you know, she's the one who was offended, so she had to carry through with it. I'll give her credit
for it. She did. She didn't back out. And so, and this is what I said. If this didn't stop, if somebody didn't push back, this was going to go absolutely out of control, where all you're going to have is these perverted tranny morons running around in their little clown faces. I'm competing against women now.
Look at this. And this is another story we won't cover today. Women win settlement after the YMCA banned her. Banned her from the YMCA because she was complaining because there was a dude in the girls' locker room.
I'll cover that later on. Okay. But no, that was a big deal. So.
By the way, President Trump's renewal of America has gone dramatically wrong.
Yeah.
Boy, has it ever. Donald Trump attracted massive political support, the most we've seen in a long time, to basically run on traditional values. And he said that we're going to be a successful country instead of for foreign wars. He promised restoration at home. But everywhere we look, Trump has enmeshed in foreign, not domestic affairs. Netanyahu is leading Trump into war with Iran. Trump sends Zelensky, not himself, to meet with Putin, despite the fact that Zelensky cannot deliver a mutual security pact with Putin. And now Trump is interfering in Brazilian domestic politics, threatening 50% tariffs on imports. And he goes, I have no knowledge of whether these are true things with Brazil, but has it ever occurred to Trump, here's the question, that his government that is incongruent to protect Bolsonaro has not the Palestinians, whose oppressor Trump has hosted in the White House 3 times in 6 months, that's Netanyahu, and plied with money, weapons, and diplomatic cover for genocide. One would think that Putin, Z, and Ayatollah Khomeini, that Trump would have had at the White House, and Netanyahu, the one under U.S. sanctions and threats for Israel's genocide of Palestine, warmongering in the East. Has it ever occurred to Trump that his government, that they are seen as nothing but the two-bit punk puppets of Israel, led by Netanyahu, with an Israeli ring in their nose? How are we supposed to be proud of Americans when we're ruled by Zionist Israel?
Oof.
Whoa. Boy, Paul Craig Roberts, I'll say one thing about him, man. He doesn't cut any slack.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't at all. He's spot on with that. And
well, that's because Epstein.
That's exactly right.
Remember, when your politicians have been corrupted through having sex with young girls, and I'm not talking about 25 and 30 year old girls here. I'm talking about
10 and 12,
10 and 8 and 10 and 12 year old girls. This is serious pedophilia.
We just had this massive bust over here in Tampa. I talked to you guys about it a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Coming out of that doggone hotel,
yep,
right off 275. I mean, we've passed it before. If you've been on 275 in Tampa, you passed this hotel. And I mean, they ended up rescuing like 60 something girls.
Young ones.
And I mean, it's all the way from age, I think they said 7 to 16. And they're running a giant pedo ring out of there. And you know, you don't want to talk about stuff because it's horrific. But at the end of the day, if you don't talk about it, how do you fix it? How do you address it? And how do you help them?
Well, remember, this cult that runs the planet is a sex death cult.
It always has.
And they worship the snake god, Ein Sof, who's in a tree with the great Leviathan, which he talked about today in the book of Revelation. And what the thing is, that snake is a hermaphrodite.
Right.
It's both male and female. And that's why they worship transgenders and they worship homosexuals and they push that agenda because they feel that's closer to their god. That's what it all boils down to. This is the ancient Canaanite sex death cult that has been ruling this planet for thousands of years, and they're still here doing it today.
One last article, and I don't have time to cover today. I'm going to get into detail tomorrow. This is a really, really good detailed
magnesium
article.
Brain food.
And a couple other stuff on here. Brain fog, I'm getting more and more emails of people that are still asking about that aren't on supplements. They haven't taken stuff, and they're saying, how do I deal with brain fog? How do I deal with it? How, as far as it's causing all these issues? It goes into detail in this article about a lot of the symptoms that contribute to it. And at the bottom, this is what I want to go over. This is a long article. It says basically where the natural approaches to brain fog. First one is omega-3 fatty acids.
That's fish oil.
That is crucial. So many people are deficient in omega-3 fats. Another one here is vitamin D. Making sure your vitamin D levels are at the right levels. And on this list as well is magnesium.
There you go.
Basically, research suggests that suboptimal levels of magnesium in one's diet leads to reduced cognitive function, and a bunch of other ones on here. How can I prevent it? I'll talk about that on tomorrow's show in detail. So make sure you stay tuned. It's a long article, but it's a big deal. Common problem that's going on now. And I want people, because here's the thing. If you can get brain fog going and you can have higher energy and you can have better focus, think how much we can all do together in unison and getting this stuff exposed, getting these people to somewhat of a justice and being able to push forward. The only way you can do that is if you feel good.
You have to have a healthy
body. You got to have a healthy brain. You got to have a healthy body. If you feel like crap, you can't get off the couch and you're exhausted.
And you can't think.
You don't want to do is stuff Pringles and diet soda in your mouth and drool on yourself. You're not much of a formidable fighting force.
No.
You're pretty much a loser. And I'm sorry to step on everybody's toes if that's what you do for all day. But, dude, get off the couch. Go walk.
If you're sick all the time, there's a reason for it.
That's exactly right.
Most of the time. Sometimes it can be congenital. Sometimes you can have an accident.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not talking about that.
I'm talking about self-induced sickness, which is very common now. So I'm going to go on this show tomorrow, go into detail on brain fog. You guys stay tuned. Stay up to date. Make sure if you need anything, Purple Sticks, got them all over the website right now. And stay strong, stay healthy, my friends. The Ted and Austin Brower Show continues to bring you the latest world news and health research.
Oh, I like that closing segment.
Yeah. Get updates every single day. Sign up. Be sure if you need anything, call us at the office, email us, Team Health Masters. We're here for you. I appreciate you guys, and I hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you in this show tomorrow, as always.
And yesterday morning, I went to the early service at church at 8:30. I like the next service better. I was a little sleepy.
That's early, bro.
Woo, doggy.
On a Sunday. That's one day.
And that's the contemporary service of the Lutheran Church, which means that's when all the kids are supposed to be there. And of course, there are no kids there. Nobody gets up at
Nobody
7 o'clock on Sunday
church
morning to go to church if they're a kid. But it was a good service. I enjoyed it, but I liked the regular service better. But the reason I'm telling you all that is that I prayed for you guys again yesterday at the altar, which I always do. And always remember, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life. Pray without ceasing, constantly. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ, and you'll feel good all of the time. And if you've got a bad day, just rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice, and I will be glad in it. And if we have that kind of attitude about life and about health in general, then if we have something that goes wrong with our life, we can fix it very quickly because you are in charge of your attitude.
That's a fact.
Nobody can take it away from you except for you. You're the only one that can change your attitude, and I learned a long time ago back when I got saved. I was going to feel great today, and I was going to have a great attitude today. And it doesn't matter what happens to you. Just remember, rejoice in the Lord. I say rejoice always, because guys, listen to me. We've already won this victory. It was won on the cross for us 2,000 years ago, and Jesus took care of it for us, and we're going to be with him for all of eternity. This short amount of time we're here doesn't mean a whole lot when it compares to a billion years. I love you guys, and I appreciate you. Stay healthy, stay frosty, and guys,
Don't be a pencil neck.
I love you.